Morning, boys.
Do you have any prayer requests this morning? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. We just thank you for all your many blessings, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for the weather you've given us. Just ask that you be with the brethren that are traveling, preaching, help them, give them endurance. Just help people to maybe see the light where they're preaching. Be with all the brethren around the world, wherever they're at this morning. Just be with them. Help them to live for you and help us to live for you too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I think this morning we're in Psalms 40 in the Septuagint and 41 in the King James. This is just another psalm by David. It says for the end, which it says that all three of these, 40, 39, 40, and 41. But blessed is he who understands the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver him in an evil day. May the Lord keep him and give him life, and make him blessed on earth, and not deliver him into the hands of his enemies. May the Lord help him on his bed of pain. You turned his bed from sickness to wholeness. O Lord, I said, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil things against me. When will he die and his name perish? David's enemies are just hoping that David would die and just so they could, they were wishing evil things on him, that he would just die and he wouldn't be anymore. And if he comes to see us, he speaks in vain. His heart gathered lawlessness to itself. He went forth and spoke the same. All my enemies whisper together against me. Against me they devise evils for me. They testify a lawless word against me. Since he is asleep, will he rise up again? For even the man of my peace in whom I had hoped. He who ate bread dealt deceptive with me. Here it's talking about how David has helped somebody, and then that man turned around and basically just bit him on the hand that fed him. He just took what David offered him and then turned around and just dealt deceptively, just lied to him maybe, and just treated him bad for what he did good. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me, and raise me up, and I will repay them. By this I know you are pleased with me, because my enemy did not rejoice over me. And because of my innocence, you supported me, and established me before you forever. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen, amen. All right, there in verse 10. Says, for even the man of my peace in whom I had hoped, he who ate my bread dealt deceptively with me. What did Jesus tell us to do with people like that? Jesus said to love your enemies and do good to them that hate them. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So, it doesn't really say what David, I'm assuming he probably did what was right, because in the end he says, and because of my innocence you supported me and established me before you forever, so he must have did what was right. And even though they treated him bad, he still fed him and did whatever and helped him. Just did what Jesus commanded us to do. Alright, that's about all I have for that. Your verses. I don't remember what you're supposed to do, but you guys can just stand up and do them anyway. So.
remember our verse and put it in practice and do it better. I need to obey my parents a little bit.
Wow.
I need to obey my parents a little bit. First John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. For he who loves the world, for if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And do whatsoever ye do. Wait, no, this one is charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity doth not brag and is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. And I'm supposed to work diligently. Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
I tried this week to be more diligent and to not talk so much and so I don't end up saying something bad. And the verse that goes with being lazy is, The sluggard says there is a lion in the road. A lion is in the open square. As the door turns, so does the sluggard turn on his bed. And in James, it says, he who thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, his religion, but deceives himself, his own heart, his religion is worthless.
Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Proverbs 10:1. A wise son makes his father glad.
All right. Next week, I want you guys to maybe look up examples in the Bible when God disciplines somebody. Like the one example, David disobeyed, or he didn't directly disobey, but he had a man killed so he could have that man's wife. And God punished him by killing the firstborn son, or taking away his firstborn son of that woman. And it says, and talks about why, and because he killed a man to get this woman. So I want you to guys look up examples in the Bible of where a man disobeyed God directly or indirectly, and what happened to that person, how God disciplined them, and whether or not they listened to God and came repented of it, or they just left. So just find examples in the Bible of that. You can't use the one about David that I told you. You gotta find your own. Okay, and then you guys can go back to your seats. And the older boys.
Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than men. I worked on being diligent and not being lazy this week.
One thing I said last week was to prefer one another, and I didn't ask anybody about that this week, but if there's any suggestions, I'd be open to hear how I can do better with preferring one another. But the verse I came up with was where Jesus said that he's talking about greatness and who wants to become the greatest. It says, verse 26 of Luke 22, but not so among you. On the contrary, who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves.
My verses was about obeying my parents, and this is what I got. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents, the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, for this is the first commandment. Promise that it may be well with thee, that you may live long on the earth.
I was just working on watching what I said. Titus 2:6, likewise urge the young men to be sensible in all things, showing yourself to be example of good deeds with purity of doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us.
I was working on not loving the world. 1 John 2:15, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
Mine was loving and forgiving people. I had 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every man that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
As for being more up around the farm, Wisdom 7:15, do not hate hard work, especially farming, which was created by the Most High.
Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. I should just work at not being proud.
Proverbs 27:23. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. That goes along with I was working on to be diligent, what I was doing this week.
Verse came to my mind, he that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin.
I was working on patience this week. I came up with Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. And the older boys, verses about gossip and or what God thinks about gossip.